Blog Talk Radio.
Time is now, ladies and gentlemen. Time to open up your mind. Time to raise up your voice. Time to be entertained, enlightened, and time to learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, ladies and gentlemen. For those that don't know, this show was designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend? Was is with that Z. The call-in number tonight is 646-727-3279. Again, 646-727-3279. I want to say hello to you and welcome the audience today. For those who haven't heard the show before, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you online in the blog and in your phone, in your home, in your computer, every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock Central Time. Broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area today, April 21st, 2010. We are back in here again, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for loaning me your ears tonight. Big shout out to the Dallas Mavericks representing. I want you to go ahead and win game two of this playoff series so we can go ahead and get the party started. Work our way up to that championship ring this year. I think you can do it, fellas. Tonight, I am really excited. This has been an awesome ride. We're just getting the train started, and ladies and gentlemen, you are making this a fantastic hour every Wednesday night. We have been talking about relationships. We have been talking about education. We have been talking about several different things that really occur in our life and our lifestyle because we're keeping it real. We talk about things that we go through in life, and tonight's not going to be any different. Last week, we were talking to the ladies, and letting them really focus on some of the signs that they are really not into men. And I know the men learn some stuff. I know the men also raise a few eyebrows because we want you to keep it real tonight, as we're going to do every night. And this show was designed for you to speak your voice. And we got some callers and we've got some bloggers tonight that are just going to let loose, and I feel it. I feel this is another hot one. Let me thank you for your ears again. For those who don't know, to go ahead and go to the blog room, blogtalkradio.com/How Was Your Weekend? Was is with that Z. And the call-in number, the phones are going to be ringing off the hook. I can already feel it. I see the lines already lighting up, 646-727-3279. Tonight's topic, if you have not heard the post on Facebook, also on Twitter, we're going to be talking about second-place women who come in first. And what does that mean? No, we're not talking about second-rate women. We're talking about that woman who knows that the guy she's involved with is already in another relationship, but yet she still has time to make it up there and get time from him. It happens, ladies and gentlemen. It happens more often than not. And what we're going to do tonight is we normally just think about what's going on. We ponder on those things, but what we're going to do tonight is something special. We're going to have the women actually call in and tell us what it's like to be a part of that world and a part of that life and just share in their own words what's going on. I had a few fellas that I talked to the subject about, and they kind of ran chicken on me because they probably didn't want their lady to know what was really going on or why he had to feel like he had to be with somebody else. But that's okay. I know there's some strong voices out there that are willing enough to open up and really tell us what's going on, why the need for somebody else. So let's just get right to it. I have a wonderful lady on the line right now. Her phone number ends in 0967. Sean, are you with me?
Hello, this is Sean. Hi, Andy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you for calling in tonight. How's your evening?
Pretty good so far. And yours?
I'm doing well. I'm doing wonderful. This has been a wonderful ride that we're taking. And tonight's topic was what we're talking about. Second place women who come in first. And the subject really stems more about, not really talking about every relationship, but we're talking about that relationship. You know, the one where the man is just in a position where he seems like he's frustrated to be around his lady, his woman, his wife.
Right.
The one he really wants to be away for a little while and really can make time to spend time with someone else. And I know that is something that we all can at times either can go through or know someone that's going through it. Do you have a perspective you want to share on that?
Well, I guess I do. I happen to be the second place woman that comes in first.
Really?
Okay. At times. Yeah, at times.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, we're not really calling it a low-grade woman. We're just not saying that you're first in his life. In other words, he has family. He has his own home. He has a whole other world that you may not be a part of. How do you feel about that?
Actually, that's not a problem for me. I am a, single woman. I'm not really looking for a committed kind of relationship. It doesn't really bother me that he, has a relationship or, it's usually guys I date that have a girlfriend or something, but it's not like I'm looking for a commitment or anything at this time. It's just, hanging out, having fun, getting to know people. I mean, it is unfortunate that, they do have a woman and the woman doesn't know about me, but, I know about them. I mean, the guy he doesn't keep any secrets from me. I mean, they actually let me know if they have a woman. I mean, I actually demand to know. It's like, oh, fine, if you have a woman, just let me know. It's not a problem for me, really.
Okay, so he's in a position where he doesn't have to keep anything from you.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd rather know the entire situation. If you have a wife, if you have a girlfriend or whatever, of course I would prefer to know that instead of, thinking that I am the only one and then find out he has a girlfriend or something like that. So it doesn't really bother me that, I am the one that he likes to come and hang out with and unwind with and have fun with.
Huh. How about that? Well, I think it's something that he's maybe not getting at home, that he gravitates to you for this time and this affection and this fun?
I think that's usually what happens. Typically the guys that I do hang out with, they do kind of say that their relationship is a little strained. Things aren't the same as they once were when they got with their girlfriend or, whatever the other – if this the wife, significant other, however you want to put it. Go ahead.
You continue. I mean, what you're doing right now is you're enlightening. You're really speaking the truth. We appreciate that. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. The blog room needs to be hot, y'all, because we're keeping it real tonight. If you can't be real nowhere else, you can be real right here online with me. This is where we need to let loose and open up. Okay, it's just going to be like a bag of wet news. We're going to get loose tonight, y'all. 646-727-3279. You need to program it into your cell phones and your Blackberries. Go ahead and put that number in there because I need you calling us every week. 646-727-3279. Sean, you want to hang around for a little bit?
Absolutely.
Deal. I've got another caller on the line who also can enlighten us a little bit. We have Nina on the line, on line one. Nina, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
We're good, Nina.
Hello?
Say hello. Can you say hello to Sean for me?
Hello, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great on this evening. I wanted to give my perspective on what you all were talking about. I've been both one and two. I don't think it has anything to do with what is not going on at home. I think it has to do with their own insecurities. Everyone has a free will, and they're going to do what they want to do anyway, whether the wife is handling her business or whatever may have you be the situation. As the number one person, it gave me an opportunity to actually leave the relationship, and that was such a wonderful thing. To be able to leave, and she gave me a way out of the relationship.
How is that possible? How did, now she being, who is she? She the number two?
She being
the number
two. She being the number two gave the number one an easy way out of everything. because the number two really doesn't know the full perspective of what the man is really doing anyway. She may think the grass is so green, and it's really not once they actually get a hold to what they think they want. They find out that it's not as easy as filling in the place of what the number one is doing.
I'm going to let the ladies talk tonight, but this will not be a male-bashing session. We're going to let
the phone. No, definitely not that. This is just a perspective.
Okay. I'm glad we're real tonight. I'm glad we're real tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, those who are on the phone, we are not downgrading anyone's perspective because things happen. You may have been on one side of the page or another, somewhere in your life or your lifetime, or you may know somebody that is. So let's go ahead and open up the phone lines and let somebody chime in on actually what's going on. The caller on the line, calling from Texas, phone number ending in 6517. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. It's Keenan.
Keenan, talk to me. Talk to us. What's going on?
Not much. Just listening to the ladies and trying to get a good perspective to learn a few things and everything. And, you know, as being a brother and being a young man that has had in the past a number one and a number two, you know, shoot, it's all about peace of mind. You really want to boil down to it from a male's point of view. You know, normally there never will be a number two unless there is peace of mind there. That peace of mind leaves, that nagging comes or that stress comes that you really ain't trying to deal with. You may try to work it out, but sometimes, you know, you always have that friend that you just talk to just to get a perspective. And she ends up being number two and then end up being number one and just getting the benefits and not even really getting the benefits because she was supposed to be there. It just happened. She was just a person that was just there. And it's not all about the sexual benefits. It's just a point of she got his time because she don't stress him. You know, it's just he has that ear.
Life is going to be stressy.
No. Not like everything in life is not easy. So that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying to you is, as a man wants a friend as well that he doesn't feel that he has to answer to. And sometimes in some scenarios where you may want to go to this show or something that you really should go with your main, but you're like, you know what, I just want to have a peace of mind and have a good night. I know I can go with my friend here. And she's just that number one then because she's just a friend. And he enjoying his night.
Okay.
Your number one should be able to be your friend.
But see, sometimes, you know, lately women, you know, dating your number one, sometimes you have to date their friends too. And sometimes, you know, it's in a matter of saying, you know what, I just want to have peace. I just want to have peace. It's all about the situation.
And are you not getting that peace from your number one lady?
Sometimes you don't.
Okay.
You know,
that's the
sometimes.
To really bring that peace in because you're not getting that from number one. Sean, do you agree with that?
Actually, I really feel what he's saying right now. A lot of the guys I hang with, I mean, not to say anything disrespectful to, is it Nikki or what's her name?
Nina,
I'm sorry. No, it's Nina. But it's not like what you said, that the guy is the female is thinking the grass is greener by getting somebody else's man or something like that. That is not it at all, not with me anyway. I am not trying to, be in a relationship with this guy. It's just a friendship thing, just like, you know, he was saying. It's just a friendship thing.
Okay.
It's not I'm trying to take your man. It's not I'm trying to slide in there where number one is or anything like that. That's not what I'm trying to do at all. Like, it's not – I have dated guys that have been in relationships, but it wasn't because I was trying to be number one. It was just an outlet for him, someone for him to have fun with, someone for him to hang out with, kick with, no pressure. You know, I'm not on your case about, you know, day-to-day life, bills, you know, anything like that. It's just a fun thing, you know. And you know, it doesn't really, I'm not trying to make him think the grass is greener over here with me. You know, it's just a way for him to relieve some stress and hang out, and it's, like, not always a sexual thing either.
Okay.
It's,
well, blah.
They really want to talk to you. They want to communicate with the other woman, you know, express themselves in a way that they probably couldn't do with the number one.
Hold that thought for me right there. Hold that thought for me, Sean. I want to open up the phone line because I know the callers want to really chime in. You all are being honest tonight. We love it, and they love it, too. I know it. They're out there. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Actually, go to the blog room. Let's talk about this and chat a little bit, or go ahead and call us at 646-727-3279. Again, 646-727-3279. We're at Louisiana online. Phone number ending in 831. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Talk to us. Talk to everybody. Who is this? Who's talking to us tonight?
This is your cousin, Cammy, in Jonesboro, Louisiana.
Cammy, what's going on, Cammy? You doing all right tonight?
Yes, trying to make a cousin. That's all.
So, have you been listening to the show?
Yes, I have.
Well, tonight we're talking about second-place women who come in first. Have you listened to the panel tonight? Do you have anything to chime in on or make a comment about?
Well, I just like to say that I, being a woman on both sides of the coin, I have been first place and also second place. And second place doesn't feel so good.
Okay. That. Because normally what they've been talking about is they're having fun, stress-free, enjoying themselves. That's why it's not always fun.
It's not always fun because when the fun is over, he has to go home to number one.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's right? Isn't that how it goes?
Absolutely.
So,
mm-hmm.
And that's not so fun.
So what you're saying is, from your perspective, you're wanting more of a connection, more of a relationship?
Right. When you're number two, I mean, you know, in the beginning, if it's not going to be anything serious, then, of course, you know, you can just be having fun. But once feelings, emotions get in, take place, then it doesn't become fun anymore. You're like, man, I wish I was, you know, he was here with me all the time. And you don't get that being number two.
Okay.
Mm. I definitely agree with that perspective.
Huh?
I said I definitely can agree with that perspective. It's definitely not fun.
Right.
Well, from the male perspective, we have a caller on the line. Male, Kenny, you want to chime in on that?
Well, I mean, one thing about it is, as you are adults, you know, if you keep it 100 from the beginning, you normally don't have the issues. You know, first of all, that's on the man's side, you know. But then you tell them what it is what it is. Right. A lot of women hear that phrase, but then deep down inside, it boils down to, but I can change it. Or, my stuff good enough to make him leave her and come here. No. If he told you up front, you know what I'm saying, we chilling. I'm cool. It is what it is. The reason a lot of women get mad and get pissed off behind the situation is that your outlet was when he said what it was, and you did not leave then. And you put that stress upon you. And he enjoying you, and he thinking it's cool. And sometimes he just calls you to see how your day going so he can make his day better because his day at home wasn't that great. But he got a friend right here. But then you're trying to make it more than what it is because you're interested in him from day two, where day one you was already saying it is what it is.
Okay. He's keeping it real
tonight.
Keeping it real tonight,
baby. Wonderful that he would be able to keep it real, but a lot of cases and a lot of times the man is definitely not keeping it real, and he's never stepping up to step accountability and be accountable.
So does that mean
need to go get someone else that makes him feel accountable? What does that exactly mean? Believe it or not,
a lot of times they're not saying that they have somebody else. They just going with it.
He's just going with
it. Okay, may I say something there?
Hold on, just keep this in mind. Regardless of where you are, whether you're a number two, you're a number one, or even a number three, that is your relationship. You just didn't get the one maybe you may have wanted. And that could have been by default. That could have been by time. It could have been for any other reason. Let's keep it real tonight, Saul. I mean, this happens more often than not. We have another caller that wants to chime in. Caller from the great state of Kansas. Phone number ending in 7815. Caller, you on the line. Can you chime in with us?
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, what's going on?
Hey, I'm very glad to be a part of the show this evening. I agree with everyone from all the callers that have chimed in. Hello, Cousin Cammie from Louisiana. I can also say that I have been on both sides of the coin. I have been the woman number two, and I have actually been the woman number two that has now stepped into woman number one and got to marry the man. But going back to earlier days, I remember I wanted to be woman number two, and I actually went through a period in my life that I didn't want to even be in a relationship with a guy unless he had a woman because of things I was going through, and that way I didn't have to deal with a bunch of stuff, you know, and I just had fun, like the other caller was saying.
Right.
And I tell you what, I knew that man had a woman and even called her his fiancée. But I had more time with that guy than he had with his woman. I'm telling you, we were somewhere everywhere together. We took trips. We did a lot of things. And I think it has a lot to do, I think, with personality, too. Sometimes men will... They want this certain woman, but their personality really wants something else. And so then that second woman is a lot more close-knit to their personality, and so they have more fun with that woman. And I think that's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Panel, how do y'all agree with that? Do y'all disagree? What do you think?
I agree.
I mean, I don't think it can be more beautifully said than that. And while I know people are out there listening, they're shaking their heads, they're giving the yay, they're giving the nay. This is real talk tonight, y'all. This is real talk tonight. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Was is with that Z. We're going to keep the phone line top tonight and just keep the party going. We have another caller calling that fantastic number tonight, 646-727-32. 7-9. Caller, you also coming from the state of Kansas. Talk to us.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
What's going on? Who is this?
Pretty good.
This E-Dub.
What's going on?
E-Dub, the infamous E-Dub, who did get to get on last week with the people there. I started a little uproar there, but anyway. On the topic this evening, it gets somewhat complicated, like the brother said. Let's get to starters. Women do the choosing. So, and that's just how it's been forever. Women choose the male, and the male reacts on it. So, if a woman gives them that opportunity, right, and so, okay, some males, now, some males don't come clean and say, well, you know, I got a woman. Just like Lisa said, there are a lot of women that want the married man because they know the role. They know their role. They know when they get in the game and when they're coming off the bench or whatever, so that they don't have to wake up with him, to sleep with him. It's on their own time. So a lot of women get they choose the male, but then they forget their role.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? When you apply for the position or whatever, you apply for part time. Okay.
Ooh.
Now that you want to be full time, now you done gave that up to the management whether or not he wants to hire you full time.
She wants benefits, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Right. Now you want some benefits. You want a little bit of insurance. Okay? But at the beginning, let's state in the interview that, okay, yeah, this is part-time, looking for part-time right now, but maybe, you know, if I move to full-time and you can't do it, then I got to go. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. You stated your purpose in the beginning. So you can't get mad with that gentleman. You can only get mad with yourself because you have allowed yourself to go that far. When, therefore, let's go back to the beginning, women do the choosing. So you know when to flip that switch and just cut it off. You could do it any other time when a man's having sex. You don't like them. You know, some of them, as far as they said last week, they can't. They can fake them. So that's like you said, let's keep it real out here. Women do the choosing, so women can also choose not to be with that man anymore, too. Yes, it might get hard. It get hard. But I feel that a woman is much stronger than a man any day when it comes to feelings.
Okay. He's keeping it real, y'all. That's what we asking for tonight. That's what we asking for tonight. The wild should follow because that's what we're asking for. Speak the truth. 646-727-3279. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend. Panel, let's talk about this. Second place women who come in first. E-Dub has made some strong points. Keenan has made some strong points. Ladies, how do y'all feel about that? Speaking from the second place woman.
Well, this is Sean. E-Dub, I totally agree with what you're saying. I do not allow myself to get so deep into this guy, knowing that he has another woman, to be thinking that I'm going to be number one. That's not what I came in, you know, not the reason for me being in a relationship in the first place. I'm not trying to be number one. I'm just the friend on the side. I'm not trying to be in a committed, all emotional, I'm in love with you type relationship. So that getting involved and all of a sudden I want to be his woman, I don't allow myself to do that because that's not where I am. That's not what I want. I mean, true enough, some women do get involved and they decide they really want to be with this man, but, you know, just from my experience and my point of view, that's not what I ever allow myself to do.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Can I say something here, brother? Let's keep it 100. You know, ladies already know that they already outnumber so many numbers to one. And two, you know, let's be real about it. If you're dating somebody, on both scenarios, you number two anyway, unless that person gives you access to his personal space, his house, his everything. Because if he don't give you access to his personal space, you really are not number one then, no way. So
well, that ain't going to come immediately, brother.
Yeah, exactly. That's not coming immediately. So all they say, I got a man, he my man. Yeah, I mean, he's treating you like that because he loves you and he cares for you. But in the same token, though, let's be 100. You know, if he ain't proposed to you, if he ain't told you straight out your mouth, I'm yours, you still a number. You could be 2, 5, or 10.
Oh.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You just don't know.
Let me play devil's advocate here for a second. Now, I too have played a role in this where the number two became my wife. So,
all right.
I want to say this, that, yeah, we dated for a while. We knew each other prior to dating or whatever. But as far as the personal space, I was always in her personal space. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to crowd her too much or whatever. To make a long story short, it doesn't necessarily have to be that, you know, that you allow her to come to your your place of residence. Now, to make a key point in that, if he does do that a lot earlier, you know, allow you to come over, but then he accepts other friends to come over and introduces you or whatever, there's a start there. But just like the brother said, you know, it's really everybody's fighting for numbers. Everybody's in the lottery right there. You see what I'm saying? But if he stops all traffic coming over there, a woman knows. A woman, first of all, you got to get a woman credit. They know whether or not what their chances are with this guy. Now, the brothers try to be smooth or whatever and try to talk that game and everything or whatever. Some women are naive, but there are some very sharp women out there. So they know whether or not they got a chance because, one, a woman that's really into you, she's going to absorb everything you says and mostly the little things. And then she's going to go back and ask you about that stuff in a different way. And if you didn't answer it right, she don't know.
Yep.
She don't know, brother. So let's keep it real. The women, they know what their chances are of winning. They know whether or not they got a chance. Now, if they got a chance, they're going to buy some brand new tennis shoes and some handcuffs to keep up with you so that they can keep they keep their name in your mouth and keep fighting for you. You know what I'm saying?
Hold that thought there. I want you to keep the fire hot right there. You got a struck match that's going to burn for a little bit. But I got another caller who wants to chime in and talk a little bit about that. We got another one calling from the Midwest. That phone number ending in 2736. Call for a while. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, talk to us. Talk to me. Who is this?
Oh, this is Toy.
What's going on, Toy? Have you been listening to the show?
Oh, I've been listening.
Okay,
listening.
Well, It is, and it's always going to be, because we keep it real on here, and the panel's going to keep it 100 at all times. Tonight's show, second place women who come in first. Tell us a little bit about what you heard tonight and your perspective.
I am one that has played both ends, you know, first and second. As far as playing second, I'm going to be the first to let you know and keep it real whenever anybody gets through. It's a lonely life. It's a lonely life. I don't care what type of gift, time, good sex, laughs you share, what have you. It's lonely, and you're going to want to be number one. Mm-hmm. Trust and believe.
No.
Okay.
Because number one, if this man has someone at home, and say this is a married man, he has someone at home, number one, he's married. He made it to the altar. He might be a little bit all right, okay? So, therefore, he know how to take out the trash. He know how to clean up at home, help you here and there. He's helping with the car, this and that. So, number two then found this man that's already nicely put together, okay? So, she's absorbing this. She's feeling this, and she's liking this. And, yes, he knows how to get down in the bedroom because he's got number one at home that hell knows what they're doing because he's married to that. You see what I'm saying?
Right on.
But while you're thinking it's nice and I'm settling for this and I like this, it ain't cute, ain't that nice. And if you got kids, it really ain't cute.
Oh, we didn't bring that up, y'all. We didn't bring up the children, how they might be affected by this.
That's true.
An interesting point.
Well, if I may touch on that a little bit, some of that goes both ways. Some of that goes both ways. You might have say for instance, I ran into a situation with a child who really gets along better with me than they did their own father.
Oh my!
So at that point, that's a plus on their side. But you can also have a child who really disagrees with it and scorned by it that's really affected by it. Now, with the lady saying that it's a lonely world. True and all, it is a lonely world. But first, we have to get past the decision that you chose to decide. You chose to be with this married guy, so you lowered your standards because you lowered your standards. Now, I forget who said it before that. Yeah, there are more women out there than there are men because the men are either dead, gay, or in prison. You know what I'm saying? So. Most of the men right now are growing extinct daily. So, you know, the women do have to lower their standards and have to really think about, okay, I'm going out here for some of these.
They don't have to.
They don't have to, but they choose those that choose to. Can we say that?
Let's also bring this up to the point, because the blog room is making we may should not even be bringing that other person around those children.
No, exactly. Yeah. That shouldn't be brought up until both of them are comfortable with doing that. First of all, whoever has the children has to be comfortable enough around that person to bring them around. You know, that's a gamble too. You know,
Are we talking about bringing the first place children around the number two woman?
That's what I thought we were talking about. Excuse me?
I've most certainly been in that situation too. And I think some men are so naive to think that their children don't talk.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Their children
are talking before the parents are talking.
Won't they?
And tell everything. And we'll bust your game out, so if your game ain't tight, you don't need to be out there playing.
That's right.
I said, and they will bust your game out, and if your game ain't tight, you don't need to be out there playing. You need to retire.
But I totally agree with the initial... You know, jumping off into that whole danger zone. Yeah, you do the choosing, and you should know what you're up against, and you should have a head for it. But there's a lot of women out here that are chemically imbalanced, and men also that cannot handle it. It cannot be jumping in that pool.
Now, when you say they can't handle, what does that mean exactly, Toy?
Personally, I mean, if I'm going to say I'm choosing to play the second place woman because I don't want a man in my life, but this man sitting over here, I mean, he's good to me. I mean, he's good to me in so many different ways. But I know I can't have him. You have to have that, and you have to know that, because when you get in that bedroom, you as a woman, you got to be a hold of them emotions. You have to have a hold of those emotions, because we go to a whole nother realm. Some of us will go to a whole nother realm. And I tread lightly when I say some of us. I should say a lot of us, because when it all boils down to it, when you get done and you done confess to Jesus and all this and that and other, you don't cry because you feel dirty. You feel dirty. Oh, yes, you do.
You feel nasty.
Oh, you feel nasty. Mm-mm. You feel nasty, because there's no way in hell he came over here and he licked me like this and did all this. Hold on. What part of the game is this?
Well,
Mom.
Yeah.
But can I get past that mean licking?
And understand that you're only going to get that sometime.
Let's kind of pass this around the room real quick. Keenan, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, you're supposed to keep certain things to yourself anyway. Your children ain't supposed to know. If you know you're second place, your children ain't supposed to know. your best friend, you know, your circles, they ain't supposed to know. But see, women got it bad about letting their friends know the dude they're dating. They're trying to find a way in, another way, trying to find out some other stuff, and the dude just chilling. You know.
What up, bro?
And
if you're a good mother and your children are in your life constantly, it's kind of hard to hide things from your children.
Huh.
And there are a lot of men that like to push up on it so tough that, you know, they'll pull up on you, don't care if your kids is there. And, yeah, you'll just miss them all.
Hold on, panel. We're moving a little bit. We're shifting a little bit too far now. Focus is here about the woman. The focus is here about the woman. Nina, can you chime in on this a little bit, kind of to give us your thoughts?
Yes, I was trying to listen to everybody's perspective on choosing and children and at what point do we take our relationship serious?
When that right individual fills every gap that they don't have to piece them together.
But you out there with number one, two, three, and four.
Well, but they're also out there with us. So are we always the one to be blamed?
No, I'm just saying, as men and as women, when are we going to start taking our relationship serious? That's all I'm saying.
Correct. It needs to be stopped out the gate.
Well, the thing is, gentlemen, sometimes they don't want that serious. It might be just for a season. I need this person to satisfy.
No, I'm saying whether it's friend, whether it's mama, daddy, whatever relationship you may have, you man, woman, wife. I'm the friend. I'm the other woman. Whatever it may have you.
No, if it's exclusive or not.
It's my understanding. My opinion of it all is that when the individual does not have to puzzle together a perfect relationship, when the individual doesn't have to piece together a mate that they can settle down with. Therefore,
Excuse me? They shouldn't get out there until they got themselves together.
Well, that's true. But they chose to get out there.
We're
not dealing with that on the topic. They chose to do that. So that's their choice. That's the good thing about living in America. That's the good thing about living in the United States. You make your own decision on what you would like to do within the ramification of the law.
Right, but you're saying until you can find that perfect relationship, no relationship is perfect. We all have imperfections, and we all fall short of perfection each and every day.
Well, we got that point. I mean, we've touched on that something seriously. But what we fail to realize is everybody has flaws. Everybody, you know, is going to go through something. That's a given. But bottom line is, our focus tonight is that other woman who's spending time with this man, and why. The reason, is he not getting what he needs at home? Is he not being fulfilled at home? Is that first place woman just not what he wants to commit to? And maybe that there's something missing that he's settling for and just not wanting to open up and share that with that number one person. All of these different factors kind of play into this, and all of you all are touching on some real strong things, but I want to bring you back home a little bit and keep the focus right there on where it is. Sean, are
Andy?
You? Yeah.
So I have some friends of mine that, you know, have that little situation going on. You know that most men, if you really look at relationships nowadays, especially around that 25 to 38 age group, that first place woman is perfect on paper. But that second place woman is fun in the streets.
Right. And
so
is it that
you have to
information, that maybe you're just not bringing that full circle for that full woman. She can do this. Can't do that.
But, you know, you have to sometimes look at what your lifestyle is. Some guys want that educated lawyer-type woman that I could put on my arm and go show to, you know, I'm at the black and white or some form of gala. I got my number one on me because she looks good and she fits that stilo.
Okay.
But then on the backside of it, I got this other young lady that, man, if I want to go to the bar or something, I want to get loose, I got this one right here. That does me just fine. And she knows her role. But sometimes, you know, that number two, yeah, she wanna be in that spotlight, but really, baby, that's not your job. Your job is what you was hired for. And you could either stay there or not. But if you really look at it, you can use the movie The Family That Plays when old boy said, I would never leave my wife for old girl. But he dated old girl for 3 years.
Mm.
And she was cool with it. She was cool with it until she forgot what role she was in. And that was an interracial relationship.
Okay. He's got a good point, y'all. Sean, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, give us a little bit of insight. I mean, from the woman's perspective, is this where it should be? I mean, it's okay to be number two for maybe just for right now? Or how long can that relationship continue?
I can only speak from, you know, my point of view, what happens with me. I mean, I've been listening to all the other ladies, and, you know, they say that being number two is lonely.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't felt that. I mean, maybe it's just me, maybe it's just the relationships I've been in, but I don't feel lonely being number two because I'm not trying to be committed at this time to anyone.
Okay.
When I call the guy up or he calls me up, hey, what are you doing? Would you like to go hang out, you know, go to dinner? I mean, it doesn't even have to be a fancy 5-star restaurant all the time. Sometimes it's just like a little grill and bar setting, you know, someplace we can go play pool, have a drink, or, you know, it's just cool. It's just laid back. It's not anything stressful, you know. So I don't feel lonely. Like, if I go hang out with him and he has to go home and all that, I don't feel like, oh, I really wish you could stay with me. And, you know, it's just me. I don't feel that. I don't want him, like, all up under me because then he's going to start feeling me and getting into me and thinking he wants to be with me, and that's not where I am. That's not what I want. You know, it's
okay.
Really just a casual friendship thing for me. And, I mean, seriously, it's a way for him to unwind. I mean, he'll, you know, go talk a lot about what's going on with him and stuff like that, and he says, well, I can't really talk about this stuff with her because she don't want to hear it. You know, she done had her stressful day. She's not really trying to hear what's going on with me. And, you know, you cool. I can come and talk to you and tell you what's going on, you know. And, I mean, that's what I'm there for. I'm there to be cool, someone to hang out with, someone to have fun with. I'm not trying to be your woman. I'm not trying to be your number one. I'm not trying to be your kid's mama, you know, any of that, you know. I'm just being a friend with these guys, you know. That's basically it. So I don't get the feeling that it's lonely because I'm not committing myself. I'm not getting that involved with these guys. Yeah, we go have fun. We have a good time. And that's pretty much where it stays, you know.
And you just want to be their friend.
Yeah, I'm very close. I mean, we hang out. You know, we have fun. I'm not getting all emotionally involved to the point where, you know, this guy's really great. He could probably – he'd be a great father. He'll be, you know, I don't think that way. I really don't. I mean, it's just, I really, you know, he's cool. He's fun. We go hang out. I'm not committing myself to this guy, and I don't want him trying to commit to me because I don't want that committed kind of relationship.
Well, hold that thought right there. I want you to stay with me just one moment. Let's kind of toss this around the room a little bit. Toy, are you still with us?
I'm still here. I don't know. I mean, you know, different strokes for different folks. It's just me personally, and maybe it's my beliefs. Maybe that's what it is. But if I spread myself too thin with various men just trying to be their friend, and I'm having, you know, I may have a good time with Ted down the street, Joe around the corner, and, yeah, we have high five, good time. And, you know, we may have sex once upon a time. And I can't be a revolving door like that. No, I can't. I can't see you go down the street and you're happy with your family and you're living big and I'm over here struggling. And no, I can't. No, that's not happiness for me. You know, I can't have a burger, a Coke, and a smile and a screw and a slap on the butt and you know, maybe you pay a light bill here and there. And no, I like to have you all night. I like to hold you. I need the commitment. Yeah, I need that. I need what's written in the Bible. I need that.
Okay. From your perspective, second place is not going to really come in first.
It ain't going to work for me.
Okay.
No, nope. I mean, like I said, just coming from the fact that, you know, been there, done that, no, it's empty for me. I'm sorry. And yeah, what I have is a prize. It's a gift. And it's not to be shared with him and his wife and whoever else the wife may be sleeping with. I mean, you know, that could go on and on and on. You know what I'm saying? So, no.
Hold that thought for a second. Hold that thought. Stay with us. Just give us just a little bit of time. Kenny's already chimed in. E-Dub, you there?
Basically, who's that? Would they cut that radio down or whatever so I can speak? Hello?
E-Dub, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, basically. Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. So basically what was just stated was what I had talked about earlier. That's the beautiful thing about living in America. Both people just explained what their choice was. Okay? The young lady said that, no, that's not her. She can't do that. The other young lady said, that's cool with me. You know what I'm saying? She know her role off the bench. You know what I'm saying? She don't. That's what she want to play is, you know, the six-man position or whatever, the number two. So it's okay with everybody because, for one, her life doesn't affect the other woman's life. You see what I'm saying? So if you respect your role or you respect your feelings and follow your own feelings, then you will never be a number two if you choose not to. You will always be a number one. You see what I'm saying? So, in other words, don't allow yourself to go ahead on and say, well, okay, I'm going to do it this time. So you done went and did it two or three or four times before you realize that that's not for you, when in the beginning you knew that wasn't for you.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So just keep, you know, let's start from the beginning keeping it real. Don't wait till you get in the middle of the game and decide you keep losing, that now you want to change it up. Okay, but that's still okay, though. That's still okay. But some women get very upset because another woman says it's cool with, you know, that's cool with them. A lot of it has to do, like Lisa, when Lisa called in, a lot of it has to do, like she said, with your personality and the way you roll. You know what I'm saying? I'm lucky. My number two girl became my number one. Now I got both of them in one. My number one girl is my wife. My number two girl is my wife. For one, there's role play there. You see what I'm saying? For one, we can go out to the galas and dress and impress or whatever, and then we can get down and gutter and go to the bars or whatever and have fun and giggle and laugh and do all that, and then cuss each other out at the end of the day if it's something we don't like and still love each other. You see what I'm saying?
Hold that thought, because you bring up a good point. He's actually moved his number two to first place position, and she stayed there. It's not just the choice. It's not just the option to just stay two, move to one, and move back. You know, the relationships are going to vary, and as they're saying in the blog, when feelings come into the game, things can change. You bring up a good point in the blog room. Nina, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. I sure am.
little bit about? Kind of give us a little insight before we get the show wrapped up for the night.
A little insight, a little more insight. Well, I was number, speaking personally myself, I was number one. He found a number two. He left with number two. Now he's trying to come back to number one.
Okay.
So that's how that story went.
Okay. Now, because maybe feelings like they were saying in the blog room, maybe some feelings had kind of taken place, and maybe some feelings have either resurfaced or trying to resurface.
For me, for number one?
Could be.
On his part, yes. On his part, yes. There are no more feelings for me.
Okay. Okay.
It's a
well, hold right there. I really appreciate all of my callers tonight. I really appreciate all of you chiming in and talking and blogging with us tonight. As always, you make this a wonderful show. In my closing remarks, I just want to say that what we need to do, you know, it's just going to go on. There's going to be a number one man or number one woman, and somebody's going to feel the need to reach out for somebody else. Why? I don't know. Maybe that lack of communication. Maybe that person just doesn't feel as if that person completes them. Or maybe there's something going on that they just are not willing to express, and they really just don't want to commit to you and just have fun. If we really talk about this up front, we may be able to save some of those feelings on the back end. We may be able to save some of that pressure and some of that stress that we don't really have to deal with. There's nothing wrong with taking your number one out. There's nothing wrong with having fun with your number one. But number one, you might want to watch out if you're not behaving or playing correctly. There's always somebody in line to take that place. You might want to keep that in mind. Respect yourself and yet respect that other person. On behalf of my callers, on behalf of my listeners tonight, I want to say thank you for tuning in. All of you all have been wonderful. Let's just say that we're going to keep the party going each and every week. I think this was a beautiful show. I hope you do too. Next week, I'm smacking you across the head. We're talking about real talk. We're talking about some real issues, something that everybody's probably going to be going through at one point or another. You've heard of gone in 60 seconds. We're going to talk about being gone in 18 years, how the effect of child support can step in that relationship with that parent and the child. If you're saying ooh right now, you can just imagine how hot it's going to be next Wednesday. We're going to start it off hot. We're going to start it off right, y'all. If you heard something good tonight, just do me one good favor. Tell five more people to tune in with you next week as we come back to It's Showtime, blogtalkradio.com. Program the phone in your phone, the phone number in your phone, rather, 646-727-3279. My name is Andy Brown. I want to thank you. God bless you. Good night. And I'm gone.